If you got a Bible, Isaiah chapter 53 and one verse that God would help us to read tonight. In Isaiah 53, you know, that's the great prophecy of Isaiah concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and going to the cross. And Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 5. The Bible said, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." Recognize that. "And with his stripes we are healed." I want to try to preach, if God will help me, just a little while tonight on healing. I know that is a subject today that's much controversy surrounding it because of some of the falseness dealing with healing. But the Bible does teach that God is a healing God. And I want to say this tonight. There is healing in the atonement, but the fact of it is, it will be complete when the Lord comes. You say, "Will everybody be healed completely when he comes?" We'll be healed, thank God. There's a complete healing when the Lord comes, but there is healing in this hour. Now I want to say this, Jesus in his earthly ministry did a lot of healing. You've got to admit, a lot of the gospel writings are dealing with Jesus healing people. I mean, you can take any one of the gospel writers and you'll look in it and you'll find, thank God, where he healed them that was sick and had diseases. I think about the man there at the pool of Bethesda, laid there 38 years, or had been in that case for 38 years. And the Bible said that when Jesus come by, he told the man to take up his bed and walk. And the Bible said he was cured from that infirmity. Of course, he was a man that had been, my friend, impotent, and he couldn't get to the water when the angel started. And by the grace of God, by the power of God, by Jesus Christ, who is both of them, he healed him, and he was cured from that day forward. So what's the Bible teach about healing? First of all, there's inward healing. Man needs healed from sin, and the scars of sin, and the effects of sin that man needs healed from. For sin, my friend, is embedded in man. That's the root of a man's problem. You know what the Bible said about the heart of man? He said it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That the heart, my friend, is the seat of life, and it does need healing. Well, you, my friend, of this night, thank God, I'm glad God can heal a man and bring forth great peace inwardly in the soul of man. Because you know sin really, scars of sin really affects us within, and we need some inward healing. I'll tell you, the problem of man today is on the outside, but the problem is on the inside. And still after being saved, you still have problems on the inside. And there's things you need God to do for you, amen, to heal within. I'll tell you, there's been times that I've been wounded. There's been times that I've been hurt. There's been times, my friend, that my soul was grieved, that I needed the God of heaven to give me some inward healing. And I know tonight he's the only one that can heal a man within. Sin has brought that. You say sin brings sickness and disease. It sure does. That's why we are in the shape we're in, because of sin. And let me say this tonight. Not all the times did Jesus go, "Thank God, to heal somebody," because my friend, that man was in that shape because of that sin. Even the blind man, Jesus said, it wasn't because his parents or him had sinned, but it was for the glory of God that Jesus was going to touch that man and give him instruction how to be healed. And that man was going to the pool of Siloam, and he walked blind, didn't he? Thank God he did. I mean, Jesus said, he put that clay on his eyes, and that man walked without seeing unto the pool, washed his eyes, and came back seeing, and told him, praise God, what Jesus had done for him. Aren't you glad he touched your eyes one day and brought healing to your blinded eyes and opened them up to who he was? Thank God, just like that man, amen, there, John 5, they kicked him out. John 9, they kicked him out. And both times Christ revealed himself to them men who he was. And they had not only physical healing, but they had spiritual healing. faith and knew who the Messiah was. I'll tell you tonight, so many people tonight are hurting from sin. Sins of the past. Sins, my friend, that they say, I wish I'd never done. But the fact of it is, there are stars and there tonight, my friend's wounds that sin has left in your life. And the only healing you got is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood atonement. Thank God, Calvary's cross. And tonight, there's no need to carry, my friend, these afflictions around. To carry these sicknesses around. That is within. Thank God, it's sin tonight. Here's the root of it. And He come to heal. Calvary has healing power. And He'll heal any sinner. Thank God, that it come to Him. That's been scarred by sin. I tear the power and the blood tonight. I can take away sin once and for all, and give man eternal healing, and give man eternal life. There is a physician in Gilead. There is a balm there, and Jesus come to heal men, make men whole. And He didn't come, my friend, for them that were whole, but He come for them that were sick. That's right. And so tonight, healing spiritually. Every man's got to be healed inwardly from his sin tonight. Now, no matter what the sin is, it's got to be taken care of. The blood atonement is what takes care of sin. Amen. And the blood applied to the man's heart. Thank God, there's healing in that. Amen. That's right. Praise God, I'm glad. Hey, could you imagine that if God brought every sin that you ever committed up into your mentality? Why, it would drive you crazy. And my friend, it would take you to much torment. But what healed you? It was the blood of the Lamb. Thank God, that washed away your sin and took away all. My friend, thank God that past sin that held you under captivity. Hey, there's power tonight in the blood of the Lamb of God to heal sinners that have come to Him. He'll make them whole. He'll heal within. There is a healing tonight that every man needs. And my friend's done by the great physician of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right, praise God. I can't perform that healing. In fact, I can't perform no healing. That's right. There's healing in the blood. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that He fixed what was within. He cured the problem that was within. And just like that woman that had the issue of blood, it was an inward problem. It was a blood problem that was within. You ever thought about this? Have you ever tried to think about what the Bible says? That woman worked for 12 years. My friend woke up with that problem. And every morning that woman got up, she felt blood flowing through her body and hemorrhaging within. She went to every doctor that she could and spent all she had on physicians. But the problem, my friend, was within. And I'm going to tell you, one day she heard about Jesus coming through. His anointing to Jairus' house to touch his daughter and raise her from the dead. And she heard it. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And she raced through that crowd of people and put her finger on the hem of his garment, and the blood dried up. Hey, it was an inward work. Thank God, by the power of God. I'm telling that friend, you need inward healing. Thank God, the great physician can heal you. There's power in the blood of atonement. If you lost tonight, there's power in the blood tonight. That's right. And a lot of people's got healing. I need healing tonight, and that's inward healing.
Amen.
So God is God of healing.
Right.
Amen. All my sins. And God's a God only inward healing. He's a God of mental healing.
Right.
Now, the mind tonight needs healing. Man, a lot of things go through this mind that needs healing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know in my own life tonight, that's where Satan attacks me, is in my mind. He attacks my mind. That's why he said putting on the helmet of salvation. that you have a deliverance, thank God, through the grace of God in Jesus Christ. But still tonight, there's thoughts that come in my mind. There's things that build in my mind that I need healing from. Sometimes it seems that I can't shake it. Sometimes it seems like it's more of a warfare than ever has been. And it leaves these thoughts and my friend hindrance in my own mind to worship and serve God the way I ought to. And I need healing in my mind tonight. I need him to heal my mind. And how's he going to do it? Through the power of the blood, through the purity of his words. But what does he say over there in the book of God? He said, perfect peace have they which love thy law, nothing shall offend them. And he talked about his mind over there in Isaiah 26:3. Keeping his mind on thee. There's perfect peace in keeping his mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. But you take the day of all the things that our ears hear and get in our mind. And we might leave a place of business. We might leave a place of my friend of much torment where we've heard things that tormented our mind. We might get around people that curse God and blaspheme the name of God. And my friend, we get them things in our mind. And the devil brings back old sins and bring, he ain't got play fair. It don't matter. He'll bring up anything to try to scar your mind. He'll bring up anything to try to hinder you from thinking on holy things and thinking on the things of God. And sometimes when you get down to pray, you can't even get a good pure thought of a devil attacking your mind. And sometimes we live for days, my friend, with our minds scarred, and our minds need healing. And the only healing of God is in the grace of God, is in the power of God, is in our prayers to God, and that God would heal, because he is a God of healing. And he's trying, my friend, not trying, but doing it. He's making you like he wants you to. And he knows how you think is how you're going to live. Amen. And here's the thing. He's perfecting you. Yeah. Somebody says, are you perfect? No, but I tell you what, I'm trying to be.
Amen.
You say you can't be perfect, not in this body. But I'll tell you what, that's no excuse to press unto the mark. That's what Paul said. Listen to what Paul said. He said, I'm not apprehended what I've been apprehended for. He seized me or took me in that he might make me holy. That's right. Mind, body, soul, spirit. That everything would be complete in him. That the attack that the devil tries to do. We need healing within. We need healing mentally. Thank God. Tonight, my friend, there's people that sit in Baptist churches. And I know some might disagree with what I'm about to say. But people go through real depressing times. They face them things. It starts right here. Amen. Depression. Amen. Being depressed. And my friend, the devil wants a man to be depressed. Because if he can get him depressed, he will not. Press. Amen. The press comes from something within. Hey, God, that gets your heart and mind on Christ. That's why the Bible said, let the peace of God rule in your heart that keeps your heart and mind in Christ. Hey, there's healing in His grace. There's healing in the Word. There's healing amongst the house of God. There's healing, praise God, in Christ. That's what He said. There's healing. Hey, God, for them that's been scarred mentally tonight. Amen. That's right. There's some little boys and girls that's got terrible mental scars. They're raised in a drunkard's home. They've seen things that they would to God they never had seen. Now, I won't say this. Trials and tribulations always make you better if you turn to God. If you don't turn to God, they'll make you bitter. There's people tonight that everybody in here, probably just about everybody, could be bitter at something somebody done to them in their lifetime. Either you'll get better because grace is in you, or either you get bitter because you don't look to grace. And my friend tonight, think about this. What has God done for you? If you really thought He has healed your mind, He's gave you victory in your own mind through the healing power of God, that He healed them scars, that He healed them thoughts, that He healed them things. Amen. I'm glad there's healing. Thank God.
think. We can think on how good God is. Think on what God's done for me. Think about the grace of God and how God gave His Son on a down Calvary. Thank God on a saved sinful man. Amen. That's right. He heals us. He's a God that heals. Jesus Christ, when He was going through that, you not think that pressure that was on Him in the Garden of Gethsemane when He prayed and His sweat was as great sweat drops of blood, that He faced a mental pressure of knowing in His own heart and mind what He was about to do and go through.
Sure.
That's why He said, not my will but thine be done. Because through the will of God being done, He knew there would be healing, thank God, for men in sin. He knew there would be healing, thank God, for them that was in stress. And don't stress, ain't stress talked about today. Amen, preacher. And I'm telling you tonight, friend, you can live stress free if you can get your mind on Christ and believe His will and trust Him wholly and live by faith. There's nothing we ought to worry about. Worry comes from right up here. And that's why, thank God, there's healing power in the cross to deliver a man from that and give him victory in his thought life and trust Christ, amen, for everything in his life and anything he goes through tonight.
Right.
That's right. They don't say this. No, is there inward healing, mental healing? There's physical healing. And most of the healing Jesus did was physical. Upon earth. He saved me, and I understand that. But He touched a lot of lepers. He healed men from being blind. He told the sick of the palsy, rise up and walk. The woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment. She left whole. So what is it about physical healing? We have physical problems. And somebody asked me that, why did people get healed from their physical infirmities? Good question. Number one, because they got a corruptible body. Now, ultimately, they will be healed from a corruptible body. Because Jesus is going to come and He's going to leave, thank God, heaven, and we're going to meet Him in the air, in the clouds. And at the moment, the twinkling of an eye, this corruptible must put on incorruption. And when we're incorrupt, there'll be nothing wrong with that. And you'll never have another ache or pain. You'll have no more pain because you'll be completely healed. And there is healing in the blood atonement. But that healing comes, thank God, completely when Christ comes again. So what about healing now? Does God heal now? Sure He does. Now, James 5 talks about it, and he says, if any among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church. It is a church commandment, or something God has given to the church to practice. That means if you've got a sickness, then you're supposed to call for the elders of the church, and the elders of the church pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's what the Bible says. Do I believe God can heal anybody of anything? Sure I do. I believe He can. I really do. I don't understand why we don't practice it more. But maybe you go spend all your money on doctors and then one day you will. You say, are you telling me now if I come forward and you anoint me, I'll be healed? I'm not telling you that. In time you will be. But I'll tell you this. Thank God it's obedience to the Word of God. I believe if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And somebody said one time, would everybody get healed if they had enough faith? I don't believe that. I don't believe faith is a problem in acting upon obedience to the Word of God. I believe that God has a will in what He does, and when He does it, and it might be that, thank God, God's got you afflicted, that you wouldn't go astray. Amen. I don't know. I can't tell you. All I'm saying is what Paul said. Paul said, I'd rather bear the afflictions and the infirmities of the flesh, that the power of God might rest upon me. Thank God that I might go through them things, that the God of heaven might rest upon me, and God get glory in my body. Amen. See, he had a thorn in the flesh. I don't know what that thorn was. I got my own thoughts on it. I personally think the thorn was a mental thorn. How many times he kept saying, I persecuted the church. Well, God forgave him of that. If he hadn't, he wouldn't have been forgiven. But it looks like to me that in his mind, it was something to do with that holding them clothes while they stone Stephen. Your thorn might not be my thorn. Your thorn could be a son or daughter. That's away from God. Your thorn could be physical. Could be some kind of physical affliction. And God's allowed the messenger of Satan to buffet Paul. That's who it come from. The word buffet there means to actually wrap or put something on him. And he said, I prayed 3 times that God would take away the thorn. And Christ said to him, I'm not going to take your thorn away, but I'm going to tell you my grace is sufficient to bear your thorn. And when you get grace, that's when you can bear it. Now here's what God, I think this is the purpose of God. God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows what thorn I need. I just preached the other night, Brother Redmond, that all things work together for good to them that love God who are called according to His purpose. That means that whatever comes my way, that I believe God's ordained it. I really believe that. Now I'll tell you what, sometimes it ain't pleasant. But I know God has ordained some things my way. And I got thinking about that this week after I preached and some things have been through. And I got thinking about that God even things out. Some days God will give you a glory day. And some next day you'll be slapped all over the place by the devil. Some day, son, you'll get on the road and you sing an Amazing Grace, and the next day you wanting to be under the juniper tree. And the reason God bounces things out, because I'm going to tell you what, Peter and them, they couldn't live on the Mount of Transfiguration. They did get to see the glory of God, but they had to come down. And I'm going to tell you, God allows things in our lives sometimes. Thank God, them thorns in our lives that we might wholly trust Him. I'll tell you, His precious possession, He'll do what He wants to with you. He said, I'm not taking away the thorn. He said, my grace is sufficient. Paul said, I'd rather therefore glory in my infirmities. I'd rather therefore glory in what I'm going through, that somebody might see Christ in me while I'm going through it, than my friend not to have it, not see Jesus in me. Do you see what He's doing tonight? He's not working on a temporary economy. He's working on an eternal economy to make you what He wants you to be. And if He has to put pressure on you, and you and I both know the potter just don't put the clay in His hand and leave it there. He's going to put pressure on that clay and work that clay to make you what you ought to be tonight. And I'm going to tell you this, if it wasn't for God allowing you to go through them things, hey, you probably never would be where you're at tonight. Amen. I like that song y'all sung. Thank God I've had some good times more than I have bad, but I wouldn't try on tonight, because it made me see some things in my life and made me, thank God, a better man for God, because of what I had to go through. But I've had them things that's not always pleasant. Get back to the subject, can God heal physically? Sure He can. Sure He can. He healed throughout the Scriptures. And He's the same God. Now, I believe the problem today in this thing, I know these false prophets like old Hen, people like that, just about hinder the people in the Baptist church to believe anybody can be healed. I mean, he's a false prophet. And Jesus always put more emphasis on spiritual healing and spiritual things than he did physical. Even though he's concerned about a man's physical being, because he's concerned about every minute detail of his own people. But I'll tell you this, them people that have come with this thing of faith, healers and all this stuff, God's the healer.
Right.
And the only healing you'll ever get comes from him. But I believe we backed off and don't believe that men have the power today to pray in the Holy Ghost and by faith to see people healed. I've seen people healed, thank God, by praying for them, laying hands on them, and believing God to heal people that's in an infirmity or affliction, hey God, or a sickness. I've seen the hand of God move and touch withered bodies. I've seen God heal marriages. I've seen God heal bodies. And I'm going to tell you what, listen to me and I'm through. There is power in the blood atonement. There's power in that blood atonement, son. And healing comes through Christ. He's the only healer. But there's a practice. See, what are y'all going to do with 1 Corinthians 12? Y'all going to cut that out of the Bible? He said, what's believed about that, preacher? He said, the gift of healing.
Right.
You want to tell what I believe? I believe God enables or gives men a special touch on their life that they can pray for the sick and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord, as the Bible says, and God touched people and healed them.
Amen.
I've seen God do it.
Yeah.
I pray with people. Brother Larry Neal, I can think that's just what comes to mind. When last time we was in revival, and we were sitting over here at the restaurant, and Brother Larry said, man, I got to get back to the hotel. He said, I'm feeling bad. I'm getting sick. He said, I need to get back. And I told him, I said, let's pray, brother. Let's just pray. Man, we got plugged into God praying over there. Me and Brother Milby for Brother Larry. And I'm telling you, God got in there praying, and we didn't pray a long time. Didn't get loud. Just prayed. And you know what? By the time we got through, we went ahead and ate. You know what, Brother Larry said? He said, I'm feeling good now. I mean, I believe y'all's prayer touched me. I'm the believer in that, brother. Thank God. I'm telling you, if God can do that, he can touch any physical infirmity if he wills to do it. Thank God, in your own life. There's healing in the blood of atonement tonight. I believe that. Now, I won't say this. I believe there's healing in anything you need healing in. If you've got a certain sin that's plaguing you, don't look at me like you're self-righteous, because there are certain things that plague people. I believe there's healing in that. I believe God can heal a man from it. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord. Healing in unbelief. Some of you don't believe God. Healing. He can heal you from that. Believe God. I'm just saying tonight, there's healing in the blood atonement. I really believe Isaiah 53, and this is my thoughts on it. Now, I hadn't read nobody's commentary. I'm giving you what the Holy Ghost gave me. I believe Isaiah 53 is talking about the cross. And through Christ at the cross, and what he done at the cross, there's healing for inward healing and physical healing. I believe there's power. And I believe that God's people live sick. And I'm not talking about the cold and the flu. You're going to catch them because you're in a carnal body. Amen. I'll tell you what, a lot of that goes with how we dress, eat, and everything. But you know what? You can be clean as a house too. Said, I don't eat this and I don't eat that. And I make sure I got my socks on when I go outside and all that. Hey, man. But I'll tell you what. Sometimes you get that old attitude. And somewhere you'll catch a germ somewhere off of a, I ain't got off of a water fountain or a doorknob.
Yeah.
And you'll come in coughing. And God's able in that too. But I'm just saying tonight, I believe that God is a God of healing in the atonement, physically, but more than that, inwardly, a man's sin and needs a healing in his heart. And some of you tonight, you might have a grudge. People do get them down to the house of God. Grudges. hold grudges, jealousies. And I'll tell you what, when you hold stuff like into your heart, you know what you need? You need healed. Well, you don't know what they done to me. I'm going to tell you what you need healed. You don't know what I was brought up in. You need healed. If you can't say in perfect peace tonight, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I love Him and I love my neighbor as myself, you surely ain't fulfilling the commandments God said fulfill, and I'm not neither. That's right. You need healed. There's healing tonight in Jesus Christ. Whatever you need healing for, He's able. Would you believe Him is the question. And ain't the question is, my friend, whether He can do it or not, it's whether you can believe Him or not. That man, praise God, had that lunatic boy.
That's right.
He said, why couldn't we heal him? Jesus said, well, you're going to have to pray and fast or you're going to heal this boy. But that man said, Lord, if you can do anything, help us. He said, it's not whether I can do it or not. It's whether you can believe I can do it or not.
Amen.
And that man got like, oh, height. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help my unbelief.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, this little old girl here, she's going to grow up one day. She's going to have to need some healing inwardly.
Yeah.
Because she's right. A sinner.
Sure. That's right.
You know why we kept spitting up stuff and saying stuff all the time about what's hindering us and hurting us? We not healed. I got old elbow here. Sometimes it gives me a hard time. And every once in a while, I'll tell my wife, I'll say, man, that thing hurts. You know why I say that? They hadn't been healed. You know why people keep on saying the same thing about what's hurting them? Hadn't been healed. You need to come to the healer tonight. He'll heal you from it and make you whole. That's why the church don't have no power in it. We got too many, thank God, people that's got some problem within that need healed from them.
Yeah.
You love the brother. Love God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. That's why I don't ask some people how they do it. They need healed. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me.